Good morning, everybody. I do a lot of house blessings as a priest, and a while ago I was invited to bless this house, and I always, you know, I notice things when I bless houses, and I noticed this beautiful painting of the Last Supper, and I had never seen the Last Supper depicted this way. And I complimented them on the painting. I said, "That is beautiful." And the couple, they have three kids, but they took it off the wall and gave it to me. And I said, no, I said, "I didn't compliment it in order that you would give it to me." And then they wouldn't take no for an answer. So now it hangs in the rectory and is beautiful. Well, then I said, "I really like that Mustang in the driveway." And, I didn't go so, but anyway, they said, "Nice try, Father." But this one house that I blessed about a month ago, this couple, they have two kids who are in high school and one who is in elementary. They have a sacrament wall in their house where they have pictures of all three of their children getting baptized. And it has the date on it. They have pictures of the one who's confirmed already. They are the ones that are getting ready to get confirmed. They have a picture from his confirmation. They've got a picture of all three of them at their first Holy Communion. They have a picture of the couple, the mom and dad, when they got married. And right, like at the bottom right of each of these pictures is the date. I share that with you because it moved me a lot. And I think it's a really good practice for every Catholic family. Even if your kids have moved out of the house. But it's a really good practice because these are the most important moments in our lives. The moments of our sacraments. Jesus tells us today, remain in my love. And the way that we remain in Jesus' love in a very special way is by means of the sacraments, where Jesus embraces us. I have this beautiful book that I'm going through. I've read parts of it before, but now I'm reading it cover to cover, and it's by Henry Nouwen, The Return of the Prodigal Son. And it's about this painting by Rembrandt, and the father is embracing the prodigal son, and there's the hands are on his back. He's just like holding on to his boy, you know, who had gone away and come back. And that's our story, and that's God, you know, and God in the sacraments just embraces us with his love. And the book is making an interesting point that both the prodigal son and the other son, the older son who never left, both of them failed to remain in the father's love. Because remember how, of course, the prodigal one is the one that ran away and squandered everything. But the other one also left the house and then was filled with jealousy and filled with anger and righteousness. And he too, in a spiritual way, did not remain in the father. And that there's always this temptation in our lives to kind of fall little by little, by little, by little, away from God and away from this embrace that is affected in a special way in the sacraments. You know, first reading, St. Luke talks about the baptism. St. Luke is writing the story, of course, of the early church. And there's Peter and Cornelius, and they're all talking about the importance of baptism and the importance of the sacraments. And that's how the early church spread and spread and spread and spread. And that's how the church continues to spread and spread and spread throughout difficulties. And, you know, you think about El Salvador. My gosh, like the church is there to offer the embrace of the Father and to bring the sacraments. Yesterday we had Father Paul's celebration, 70 years a priest. And I did the math of how many he's absolved over 3 million sins. He's fed more than 2.5 million hosts to people, if my math is right. He is baptized. He is all this stuff. And here's a man who has remained. Who has remained in the Lord. And praise God, you know. But we often think, well, aren't we great, you know, because we're here every Sunday. And we are great for being here every Sunday. God smiles on that. And sometimes we can look and be like, man, why isn't that one here? Why isn't that one here? Well, it's because I chose God and they didn't. But the gospel says, no, no, no. Don't think that you chose God. God chose you. That's why you're baptized. When, I don't know, 70% of the world isn't. That's why you're confirmed. Even though the majority of the people at Shelbyville High School or Waldron High School are not. That's why you're married in the church, even when most people don't. You didn't choose Jesus. Jesus chose you. Praise the Lord that you and I, that we have answered and we have embraced that. We've allowed the Father to just like embrace us. But He chose us. That's amazing. So I commend this practice to all Catholic families. Have a sacrament wall. Put pictures of your children's baptisms. You might have to look in the old scrapbooks. Put the dates, frame them, put a sacrament wall up in your house. And when you gaze at it, when your children gaze at it, when your children's children will gaze at it, you will be reminded, and they will too, of the embrace of Almighty God who has chosen us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.